The Nat King Cole that most of us know was a crooner.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
But that was the 50s. By then, Cole had been a working musician for years, and his early career was far less glamorous. He was a jazz pianist, working a grinding schedule of gigs at Los Angeles nightclubs and recording for syndicated radio shows. A new anthology of recordings from those early years has just been released, tracing Cole's work back to the late 30s. Tom Moon has this review.
Nat King Cole didn't just wake up one day and discover his velvety crooning style. At first, he didn't sing much at all. He was focused on jazz piano, developing his craft, playing nightly in bars. And what craft! Playful, scampering solo lines and chordal jabs, delivered with a neatnik's attention to detail. The nightclub gigs put the King Cole Trio on the front lines of changes in music. Big band swing was on the decline by the early 40s, replaced by agile small groups specializing in blues and boogie. Cole followed the lead of Louis Jordan and others and began singing riff-like originals that celebrated dancing, drinking, and jiving.
Scotch with soda, scotch with soda. Chase my misery away. Scotch, scotch, scotch with soda today.
The radio services expected the musicians to come in and knock out tunes rapidly. The trio was paid around $70 to record eight or so tunes in an hour. And like many entertainers at the time, Cole lent his music to the war effort, recording sides for the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Our boys will get there in any kind of plane, in every plane, as long as they straighten up and fly right.
His group sometimes backed up other singers, and from those experiences, he developed a style of crisp, no-frills accompaniment that became essential to his later vocal recordings. We also hear Cole mixing it up with jazz greats, like saxophonist Lester Young. This massive 7-CD, 10-LP package is clearly aimed at obsessives. It's a deep dive that traces Nat King Cole's evolution from smooth, unflappable piano player into a smooth singing star with an endearing style all his own. By the time Cole signed with Capitol Records, he was a fully formed musician, able to brawl with the big bands and soar over studio orchestras. Now we can hear, step by step, how he got there.
Pitch it up a boogie, boogie, boogie.
The anthology of Nat King Cole's early years is called Hittin' the Ramp. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.
Jack is really mellow. Straighten up and be a solid fellow. Let's regard the Hepcats rule and get up off that stool, you fool.
Pitch it up a boogie. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Pitching up a boogie.